here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of Tuesday, isolated rain showers, otherwise cloudy skies in the upper 40s. Winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Clear for tonight in the upper 20s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 38. And Thursday, mostly sunny. Right now, it's 41.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for you. One top dollar for your used equipment. Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. European Union Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström is continuing to petition the U.S. for exemptions to the upcoming steel and aluminum tariffs. She says the tariffs will shake the transatlantic relationship between the countries if they go into effect. She told Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross during a phone call that the EU, as a close security ally of the U.S., expects to be fully excluded from the measures as a whole. Brazil's ambassador to the U.S. recently laid out an argument that could possibly fit well within the five criteria the U.S. is said to be looking for at the exemption process. A lobbying blitz to avoid the upcoming tariffs also includes Hong Kong. That country's Secretary of Commerce and Economic Development implored the U.S. to exempt the island nation from the totally unjustified aluminum duties until they can exchange in a full dialogue with the U.S. prior to any unilateral action. The Secretary points out that Hong Kong is the economy with which the U.S. has the highest trade surplus. Hong Kong will fight the duties both at the World Trade Organization level, where it's already expressed formal concern, as well as through bilateral discussions with the U.S. Bayer's plan to get antitrust approval from the U.S. Justice Department has not satisfied the expectations of U.S. officials. A couple of sources say those officials are worried that the merger could hurt competition. The department feels Bayer's proposal to sell off assets doesn't go far enough. The U.S. government wants Bayer to sell off more of its assets in order to resolve its concerns. While negotiations between the two sides are continuing, those sources say that a settlement is still likely months away. Representatives for Bayer, Monsanto, and the Justice Department all declined to comment. Bayer's $66 billion takeover of Monsanto is part of a recent wave of consolidation in the agriculture, seed, and crop chemical firms. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
During National Agriculture Week, Marshall County Farm Bureau reminds you today each U.S. farm produces food and fiber for 168 people annually in the U.S. and abroad. Global food demand is expected to double by the year 2050. The Food and Agriculture Organization projects a need of 60% more animal-sourced foods to meet the demand. Marshall County agriculture, food, and food processing sectors support 1,659 jobs, or 22% of the entire workforce in the county. These sectors provide a total economic contribution of approximately $382 million, roughly 75% of the economy. In 2016, there were approximately 31,500 head of cattle in Marshall County, boosting the economy by $33 million and providing 382 jobs. As a comparison, the county's population in 2016 was 9,836 people. The farm machinery and equipment manufacturing sector directly contributes approximately $111 million to the Marshall County economy. In 2016, Marshall County produced 16.4 million bushels of corn, a bushel of corn can be used to make 2.5 gallons of fuel ethanol. That's enough corn for 41 million gallons of fuel ethanol. 1 acre of soybeans can produce 82,368 crayons. Marshall County harvested 148,200 acres in 2016. That's more than 12 billion crayons. This reminder during National Agriculture Week.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are Next Era Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at nextaraenergyresources.com.
Mid-America Network News. Authorities say a Lawrence police officer has been shot in the leg during firearms training. Police described yesterday afternoon's shooting at the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge as an accident in the news release. The Lawrence Journal World reports the officer was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. The release says the preliminary investigation indicates the officer was wounded when equipment became entangled inside the firearm's trigger guard, causing the weapon to discharge. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Johnson County Health Department says now that 10 cases of measles have been identified in Johnson, Lynn, and Miami counties. 9 of those cases are associated with a child care facility in Johnson County. Symptoms typically begin with a high fever, cough, and runny nose. A rash develops then 3 to 5 days later. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Esther, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782 on insurance.
Liberty did what?
I know. It's a lot of money, right?
What'd you say?
Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Visit us online to get a quote.
What?
I said, visit us online to get a quote, and you can save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Are you still talking?
Ladies and gentlemen, today's opponents on Man vs. Train. At the crossing, we have Rick, a 175-pound frustrated man who's running late for work. And on the tracks, we have Bull, a million-pound freight train that takes a mile to stop. Let's see who comes out on top.
Can't beat a train, so don't try. Stop. Trains can't. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
The Caterpillar Work Tools facility in Wauwamiga will be expanding its operations. The heavy-duty construction equipment manufacturer announced last month plans to shut down its work tools facility in Waco, Texas by the end of the year and move production to Kansas. The plant makes buckets, couplers, and hammers. Today, Caterpillar told 13 News it expects to hire approximately 20 more jobs for the Wauwamiga facility on top of the 400 who currently work there. There's still no sign of a missing 5-year-old Wichita boy, despite searches by local police, the FBI, local residents, and even out-of-state groups. Lucas Hernandez has now been missing for more than a month. He was reported missing on February 17th by a stepmother who said she last saw Lucas at their home. Authorities have confirmed the death of the computer hacker who turned in Chelsea Manning to law enforcement for giving thousands of documents to WikiLeaks. A Sedgwick County spokesperson said on Friday that Adrian Lamo's body was at the morgue in Wichita, but offered no other details about the 37-year-old's death. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. Nebraska State Senator Ernie Chambers has made good on his promise to seek disbarment of a former state Supreme Court justice. Chambers filed a grievance today with the court's Council for Discipline, which handles allegations against lawyers. His complaint alleges that former Justice Max Kelch violated the Code of Judicial Conduct. Kelch resigned February 15th following an unspecified judicial ethics complaint. Such complaints remain confidential unless a commission uncovers a probable cause for discipline. Authorities say a pedestrian has been killed crossing
a street in North Lincoln. Police and medics were sent to the scene around 11:15 last night. Police have identified the man as 60-year-old Edward Poltak, who lived in Lincoln. The accident is being investigated, and the vehicle driver's name has not been released. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Your tax refund dollars have never gone further than they do right now at Wichita RV. Wichita RV still has a handful of brand new 2017 carryover units with prices slashed, thousands of dollars behind last year's invoice prices. Now is also the time for spring service, so your trailblazing this season is problem-free. And call today about their detailing capabilities for your RV. Wichita RV, home of endless protection with lifetime warranty on all new units. Wichita RV, east and west, and always online at WichitaRV.com.
Spring planting is just around the corner. Are you ready? Finding the proper seed, prepping the equipment, and waiting for the right soil condition, you have a lot to do for another crop. That's where we can help. Join me, Craig Mead, every morning for your soil temperature report during the morning Ag News. When the ground is ready, you need to be ready as well. Soil temperature reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Brought to you in part by
the Kansas Corn Commission, working to build profitability for the Kansas corn farmer. Visit them online at kscorn.com.
This is Jen Horn reporting for KNDY News. 23-year-old Boston Beeler of Beatrice was identified as the man shot early Sunday, March 10th, at a South Sumner Street home in Beatrice. He was shot in the neck by 32-year-old Nathan King of Beatrice. Beeler was taken in critical condition to a Lincoln hospital with neck and spinal cord injuries. Dr. Harold Lawless, age 88, of Blue Rapids, passed away Saturday, March 17th. Funeral service will be Thursday, March 22nd at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, with burial at the Fairmont Cemetery, both in Blue Rapids. Visitation is from noon to 8 Wednesday, March 21st, with family receiving friends from 6 to 8 at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dr. Harold Lawless. Jim Zimmerling, age 54, of Beatty, passed away Friday, March 16th. A graveside funeral service will be Saturday, March 24th at 2 p.m. at the St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery in Beatty. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Jim Zimmerling.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Your new home is waiting at Hartley Ridge Drive in Marysville. This spacious five-bedroom home features three full baths, two safe storage rooms, and three-car attached garage. All kitchen appliances are installed with high-efficiency gas furnace, fireplace, and hot water. A covered back porch is great for relaxing and enjoying the country setting right at the edge of town. The property features all city amenities located on a large lot in the new Hartley Ridge subdivision. Make this home yours today with a personal inspection. Contact Inline Construction at 562-5525. Building lots available for custom home construction. Call Inline today at 562-5525.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Well, the low pressure system is finally making its way off towards the east, and as we head through the day, we're just going to see some lingering cloud cover from the effects of this low. Otherwise, we're going to see clearing skies for tonight. High pressure system builds, bringing us beautiful weather as we head into the middle of the week through Thursday, but then more chances of rain showers as we head into Friday night, continuing into the weekend. Otherwise, we're going to see a nice warm up into the 60s, and some areas will see temps into the 70s across the central parts of the Midwest. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Tuesday, isolated chances of rain, otherwise cloudy, upper 40s, winds will be from the northwest at 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, upper 20s, winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. For Wednesday, sunny skies, will see temperatures lower 60s. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 38. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, warmer temperatures with a high near 69. This is meteorologist Megan. Megan Mulford.
Oh, your wedding, the best day of your life. But no one ever mentions the stress of planning it. Between the dress, the reception hall, the cake, you tend to forget the wedding registry. And that's when you turn to Reflections, because they have everything on your wish list. Fiesta ware, bedding sets, kitchen towels, pots and pans, wine glasses, anything you want. And if they don't have it, they'll order it. They'll even wrap and deliver gifts to your shower or reception. Stay local and make it easy on yourself. Create your wedding registry at Reflections in Marysville. So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
Finding more hair than usual in the shower drain? It's no reason to panic. You may just need to practice better scalp care. That's our topic today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You might take a moment to think about something more important than your health. Of course, your family and friends are important. But without your good health, it becomes harder and harder to enjoy your life. If you've been battling excess weight and sick and tired of extra pounds, MeltingBelly.com has free information now about the discovery of a new two-minute ritual. A ritual so powerful, it's saving lives. This two-minute ritual reverses the symptoms of diabetes, saving people from the effects of heart disease, and restoring youthful energy that was believed to be lost forever. This two-minute ritual requires no strenuous exercise, no restrictive diets, no dangerous supplements, no special gadgets, and no tasteless foods. But it does remove dangerous pounds of belly fat. For free information, go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. For free access to the two-minute ritual and restoring your life, visit MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 20th, the 79th day of the year. Director Spike Lee has a birthday, and springtime officially arrives at 12:15 Eastern Time today. There are few remedies for genetic male pattern baldness, but other forms of hair loss can benefit from some common sense care for the scalp and follicles. It starts with a balanced diet. Many of the nutrients beneficial to hair are found in leafy greens, nuts, and fish. Go easy on the heat treatments. Save the blow dryer and curling iron for special occasions. And prolonged periods of stress have been linked with hair loss. Stress reduction strategies are good for your hair as well as your overall well-being. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, good Tuesday. The Associated Press reporting this morning that the only thing Bill Self was pleased about from the Jayhawks' first round win in the NCAA tournament was the fact that they won. He wasn't a whole lot more impressed with their second round win. So as they head to Omaha, Nebraska for the regional semifinals against Clemson, Self is hopeful that the best is yet to come. Kansas will play the Red Hot Tigers on Friday night. The NCAA tournament has an altered landscape for the Sweet 16 after losing four of its top eight seeds. Top seeds Virginia and Xavier are gone, along with two seeds, North Carolina and Cincinnati. That leaves Villanova and Kansas as the remaining number one seeds, while number 11 seeds Syracuse and Loyola Chicago are the surprise teams vying to make it to San Antonio for the Final Four. Mid-America Network Sports.
Don't miss the TNS Sternad Charlet production sale Saturday, March 31st. First at 12:30 p.m. at the ranch in Formoso, Kansas. Selling 60 range-ready, high-performance, purebred Charlet bulls. Also selling are a select group of registered Charlet open heifers and first calf heifer pairs, along with 20 red first calf heifers with Charlet cross calves at side. That's the TNS Stern Edge Charlet production sale Saturday, March 31st in Formoso, Kansas, with lunch at 11:30 a.m. and free delivery within 250 miles.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $28.95. Plus, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate and earn 200 bonus O-Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wichita State star Landry Shamet is pegged as a first-round draft pick, according to several NBA mock drafts. KWCH-TV reports that Coach Greg Marshall said during a radio show that if he's guaranteed that he's a first-round draft pick, then maybe he has a go. Marshall said, "I really believe that that type of money guaranteed over a couple of years can be life-changing for a guy like that." Shamet led the Shockers in scoring in 2017-18, averaging 14.9 points per game. A new ranking by Thrillist listed one local team as having one of the 16 most obnoxious fans in college basketball. Thrillist called the University of Kansas a great program in a basketball-mad region. However, KSN-TV reports KU fans came in number 15 on the list of most obnoxious fans. The description even compared KU fans to Patriots fans with more pleasant accents. Mid-America Network Sports.
Do you hear the bowling thunder? Land O' Lanes is now hiring. They need bartenders, waitstaff, cooks, and team leaders with talent to spare. If we're right up your alley, go to landolanes.com to apply online or stop by to pick up an application to get the ball rolling. Strike it up today with a new job at Land O' Lanes.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado 1500, 2500, and Colorado pickups, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2018 Chevy Equinox Premier, a new Chevy Camaro, plus a new Buick Envision, Essence, and Buick Encore Preferred. Test drive today at Nordis Motors in Marysville.
Finally, a crop insurance that covers input costs. This is Tammy with Alliance Insurance, and yes, you heard it right. Production Cost Insurance, also known as PCI, does just that. It covers your direct input costs dollar for dollar for increasing your coverage as you apply seed, fertilizer, and chemicals during the growing season. It allows you to sleep soundly, knowing your input costs are covered should the markets not cooperate. Alliance Insurance is very excited to offer this revolutionary new coverage to our area, and we're ready to work with you on getting a free quote. Call us today at 562-2393 for all your insurance needs.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Put those empty wine bottles to work as containers for cacti and succulents. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. All you need is an empty bottle, a well-drained potting mix, and a few small succulents. Cut an opening into the side of the bottle or purchase a pre-cut bottle. Place gravel on the bottom for added interest. Keep in mind that once excess water fills the gravel base, the soil can become waterlogged and lead to root rot. So water carefully. Fill with a well-drained potting or cacti and succulent mix. My friends and authors of planting designs for cactus and succulents recommend mixing dark horticulture sand for drainage into a potting mix without perlite. You'll have a more aesthetically pleasing display. Plant your wine bottle garden and place on a support to prevent your garden from rolling off the table. One simple method uses 2 corks and strong wire to create a cradle for your bottle garden. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
In Iron Mountain, Michigan, you'll find a museum with a very large exhibit. So large, in fact, that the museum had to be built around it.
is today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
In the late 1800s, the Chapin Mine in Iron Mountain, Michigan, found a big challenge. Water was flooding the tunnels of their mine at a pace that was keeping them from accomplishing their work.
They had been mining for a period of time before they invested in this pumping mechanism for D-shaft. It was capable of pumping 3,000 gallons of water per minute, and they didn't have to use it quite at that capacity, but close to that.
The five-story tall steam engine and pump did the job, says Bill Cummings at the Cornish Pump and Mining Museum.
They spent $250,000 on this in 1890, but it paid off because the Chapin Mine was the second largest ore producing mine in the Upper Peninsula.
This huge pump is the largest exhibit, but far from the only thing to see at this museum.
We do have a lot of historical things dealing with life mining industry, taking a look at our history of mining from its inception through the years.
The site helps tell the story of an industry that stretched across vast areas of Michigan and Wisconsin.
We had a lot of mines on the Menominee Range. The Menominee Range was 60 miles from east to west. We tell a story with artifacts, how miners worked with the lighting things they had, what they had for lunch, the different types of tools they used. We have a lot of information in our displays that helps tell the story well.
It's the home of an exhibit so large, they built the building around it. It's just one of the many things you'll find here. Traveling the Countryside in Iron Mountain, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
Pastures are more than just food for grazing livestock. They're also habitat for wildlife. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Manage your grasslands for the best diversity as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
Migratory birds and insects need a place to rest and raise their young in an area that's not disturbed, has a diversity of plants, and something to eat. The pastures that livestock graze are the same ecosystems and habitats that grassland birds rely on. There are several grazing management techniques that can benefit both cattle and wildlife. Adam Jenke is an extension wildlife specialist at Iowa State University. He says the number one practice is rotational grazing.
As soon as you move cows off of one paddock and exclude them from it, that vegetation starts to change instantly. And as it starts to grow back, wildlife will respond. But we've seen really substantial improvements in grassland bird diversity on rotationally grazed pastures in Iowa and then also throughout the Midwest.
Set aside a refuge area within the pasture where it's not disturbed during May and June while birds are brooding. When livestock return, the young birds will be leaving the nest and old enough to get out of the way of large hoops. If you can, delay mowing until August 1st. Janke says another idea is to stockpile forages.
Leaving forages out in the pasture, out in the field, to be used later in the season creates cover for a whole diversity of wildlife. I think this can be particularly useful for fall migrating birds. And they're, of course, seeking cover where they can find flowering plants with seeds to fuel their migration and also to escape the elements.
These strategies also help the producer's bottom line with more productive pasture land and less inputs. Find more tips on grazing management for wildlife at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Thank you. The sad truth about liability coverage for your farm. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Our litigious society is making almost everything cost more. Purdue University professor Bill Field, a frequent expert witness in agricultural liability lawsuits, tells the story of a farmer who wanted to grow strawberries.
Just having coverage for outsiders to come on and do UPIC was going to cost this person about $1,200 in addition to what they already were paying. And so they sat down and said, well, how much profit am I going to make from this little UPIC operation compared to just having sold it at the farmer's market? And they made a decision that the only one making money in that was the insurance company.
Regarding insurance, Field says farmers should use care in getting coverage.
They need to have a face-to-face sit down with their insurance carrier. If the insurance carrier is only interested in your check and they don't want to visit much, find yourself another insurance company. Someone who's actually going to take the time to come out to your farm.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The EPA made a proposal to lower the number of biofuel credits that bankrupt oil refiner Philadelphia Energy Solutions must buy under the Renewable Fuels Standard. The nation's biofuels group is very concerned about that idea, as Renewable Fuel Association President Bob Dineen feels a move like that could potentially set a very bad precedent and encourage other biofuel opponents to manipulate the process to get out of similar obligations. Dineen says the refinery's regulatory requirements don't just include the RFS, but there are other fuel regulations like reformulated gasoline, benzene, air toxins, detergents, vapor pressure, diesel, and sulfur content. All of those contain similar liability requirements to ensure that environmental goals are reached. And with this potential move by EPA, it puts all those requirements equally under risk, Dineen said. EPA's proposed settlement says the PES is charged with retiring 138 million renewable identification numbers. Philadelphia Energy Solution blames the bankruptcy on high cost of RINs, but biofuel opponents have disputed those claims. As Growth Energy CEO Emily Score said, the Carlyle Group-backed firm should not get a free pass for pulling hundreds of millions of dollars out of the refinery, hurting its own workers. Settlement is open to public comment for the next 10 days. And the Creighton University Rural Main Street Index slipped in March but remained above growth neutral for a second straight month. The results come from the monthly survey of bank CEOs in a rural area of a 10-state region, depending on agriculture and energy. It's the first time since the middle of 2015 that the index has shown two straight months of readings at above growth neutral. The index dipped slightly, 54.8 in February to 54.7 in March. The index range is 0 to 100, with 50 representing growth neutral. Ernie Goss oversees the index and says surveys over the last several months indicate the rural economy is trending upward, but improving with a slow economic growth factor. Reliable and relevant, RagView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are you going to give farm?
Homestead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay! Hire a professional you can trust to conduct your...
That was Tom, several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Colorado. He works with...
Hello, this is Rob Olmsted. I'm here working full-time with Dad
glad to better serve you with real estate and auctions.
That was Tom's brother, Rob. For over 10 years working in the family business, Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall County, and he sells land, too. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For nearly 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Tim, Tom, and Rob. Olmstead Real Estate and Auction. Give them a call. 353-2210.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has over 30 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
And wheat are concerned. Not much good news when it comes to the condition of the winter wheat crop. Kansas checks in at 17% very poor. 38% poor, 34% fair, only 10% good, 1% excellent. Oklahoma, 27% poor, make that 39% poor, 27% very poor. So the Oklahoma wheat crop is in bad shape as well. In Nebraska, much better news, 52% fair, 38% good, 5% is in excellent shape in Nebraska. Winter wheat crop not doing well across Kansas and Oklahoma. Looking at the numbers, May corn is unchanged at currently 375. May Kansas City wheat is up 1.25 at 471.5. July KC wheat is up 1 at 489. So we've seen some two-sided trade with both corn and wheat today. Soybeans have been kind of on an upward movement. It hasn't been very big, but it's been continuous through the day today. May soybeans up 6.25 at 10.28¾. July beans up 5¾ at 10.39¼. May soybean meal up 3.40 at 3.62. July's up 3.40 at 3.6470. Bean oil struggles. May is down 40 points at 31.66. We've seen some back and forth action in livestock as well. April live cattle currently up 20 at 120.42, but June down 42 at 109.72. March feeder cattle down 20, 138.25. April feeder cattle down 20 at 138 even. So not a good look for cattle for the most part. Hogs continue their issue with being mixed. April hogs up 25 currently at 63.40, while May hogs down 5 at 70.57. So mixed numbers all the way through the livestock complex. Cotton is on quite a rally today. May cotton up 129 at 82.52. July is up 117 at 82.69. So mixed numbers in our futures markets here on Tuesday. Update from Mid-America Ag Network.
Hello, cattlemen. This is Brady Larson with Larson Angus Ranch. I'd like to invite you to our 14th annual Carcass Without Compromise bull sale on Wednesday, March the 28th. We're selling a great set of 100 bulls this year, sired by Angus Hill Steadfast, Basin Payweight 1682, Resist All, Yuma, Discovery, and more. Call for a catalog at 785-891-3748 or go to LarsonAngusRanch.com to get an online view of the cattle. Thanks, and I hope to see you at the ranch 14 miles south of Wallace, Kansas on the 28th.
Spring planting is just around the corner. Are you ready? Finding the proper seed, prepping the equipment, and waiting for the right soil condition, you have a lot to do for another crop. That's where we can help. Join me, Craig Mead, every morning for your soil temperature report during the morning Ag News. When the ground is ready, you need to be ready as well. Soil temperature reports here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Brought to you in part by
the Kansas Corn Commission, working to build profitability for the Kansas corn farmer. Visit them online at kscorn.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, here today to talk about a victory in the courtroom for some farmers in the United States. After this message.
The folks at Wing Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
It doesn't happen very often, but last week, a few farmers in America won a courtroom victory, and it's an important victory dealing with management of a flood basin Basin system because a federal judge in Washington, D.C. ruled the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers bears responsibility for causing recurrent flooding and damaging farms and property in four Midwest states along the Missouri River, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, and Kansas. And the ruling states the government must compensate farmers, landowners, and business owners for the flood damage, which has been estimated to exceed $300 million. There were 372 plaintiffs comprised of farmers, landowners, and business owners in the lawsuit that was filed back on March 5th of 2014. It alleged the Army Corps of Engineers' actions have violated the Takings Clause of the Fifth Amendment that bars the government from taking private property without just compensation. Judge Nancy Firestone with the United States Court of Federal Claims found in favor of the plaintiffs in 5 of the 6 years that the flooding was claimed dating back to 2007, but disallowing the flood claims in 2011. Judge Firestone stated in her trial opinion that the evidence established the Corps' changes to the river had the effect of raising the Missouri River's water surface elevations in periods of high flows, and she found that since 2007, the flooding has been among the worst in the history of the river, and the Corps changes in the management of the river caused or contributed to the flooding. Citing the testimony of plaintiff experts, the court acknowledged that recurrent flooding in the Missouri River Basin will continue into the future, and that increased blocked drainage of farmlands due to higher river levels is a problem. Back with the final word after this message.
Our good life in America is tied to agriculture. Americans spend less on food than any other country in the world. We can spend more on homes, vehicles, and time with our families. We owe a great deal of thanks to the American farmer for providing safe, healthy, affordable food. During Ag Appreciation Week, the Farmers Cooperative says thank you for feeding the world and keeping our economy strong. Farmers Cooperative, investing in our owner's success. We are investing in agriculture.
This track is cut number 3 of the Tuesday National Farm Report. After this count, 3, 2, 1. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Conservation measures can put money in your pocket. A study shows using cover crops and no-till improves the soil and the bottom line on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
No matter what color your tractor is, the right diesel fuel can save you some serious green this spring. That's because Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel is specially formulated to help reduce your maintenance costs and downtime. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster also gives you better fuel economy and more power than ordinary fuel, which is great during the crunch of spring field work. And because it's backed by agriculture's best warranty, it can save you even more green, no matter what color you drive.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
Conservation practices such as cover crops and no-till can limit soil loss, reduce runoff, and provide economic advantages. Tim Palmer is the first vice president of the National Association of Conservation Districts. He says they have results from a three-year study where corn and soybean farmers experimented with cover crops and or no-till. They saw favorable results.
Well, one is that even though it costs extra to put cover crops on, there was a return to investment from having them out there to the producer. Up to $110 per acre extra profit for adopting, and that would be after the cost of the cover crop seed was taken out.
During the study, the farmers experimented with cover crops and no-till and quantified the year-by-year changes in income they attributed to these practices compared to a pre-adoption baseline. Palmer says while planting costs increased about $38 per acre, fertilizer costs decreased by as much as $50 per acre. Erosion repair decreased up to $16 per acre, and yields increased by up to $76 per acre. Farmers who switch to these practices might see losses at first, so it's wise to go slow and learn as much as you can before jumping in.
I would start small. I would get used to what they're doing. I would check with any type of group, blog, our own Soil Health Champion Network, because they've tried a lot of different things. Some of them have been most successful, some of them maybe not as successful as they wanted to be, and that makes a lot of difference.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about the study at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. As the national agriculture community joins together today to celebrate National Agriculture Day, National Farmers Union is recognizing family farmers and ranchers for the wide array of contributions they make to consumers every day. This year's National Ag Day theme is Food for Life. National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson says National Ag Day provides an opportunity to highlight the vital importance of family farm agriculture.
Americans have access to an abundance of safe and affordable food when we visit the grocery store because of the daily sacrifices of family farmers and ranchers. When we stop by the gas station, we're paying less for gasoline because of biofuels grown by family farmers. Nearly half of our nation's land is taken care of by family farmers, and our waterways and ecosystems benefit from their stewardship. Whether you're from a rural town, a big city, or somewhere in between, you benefit economically, environmentally, and socially from family farm agriculture.
The United States Department of Agriculture says family-run farming operations make up 99% of America's 2.1 million farms and 89% of agricultural production. Important to National Farmers Union's mission is ensuring consumers understand the scope of these family farmers' contributions to their daily lives.
One trend that continues to this day is the widening divide between consumers and the people who produce their food, fiber, and fuel. It's important that we recognize that there are families out there who have dedicated their lives to ensuring that the rest of us can enjoy the modern conveniences that we have. And it's even more important for us as a country to support these families as much as they support us.
Johnson encourages consumers to visit the 2018farmbill.org website to learn more about the Farm Bill and its programs and farmers. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.